Time to have breakfast around the world with the diaspora.
It is 8:35 with the NSK and Chikwan on Namibia's Heart and Soul. This really is the bit where we literally just check in with esteemed professionals that are around the world, Namibians that is, and that are finding themselves all around the world for either work, for family purposes, whatever the case may be. This is why we do it, to find out why they are there, how long they've been there, and if they miss home, okay? And today we have Ruhapo, who's out in China, no house. And Ruhapo's going to detail his story for us right now.
Good morning, Freshem family and all the listeners out there. My name is Ruhapo Mbadubara from Oshinene Sablay. I've been in China for 3 months now. I'm a newbie, a rookie. Located in Tianjin City. I'm here for my master's study in software engineering for 2 years. Well, first and foremost, I'm in a developed country. Things are way more advanced and technologized. For instance, payments are done through mobile apps. No looking for your wallet or thinking someone might rob you. Literally in my eyes, it's the safest country in the world. I think that might be a fact also. Actually, you get to take a walk or a jog at night. Coming to think of it, when did I even had a walk at night? Never. Oh yeah, that was running actually. In my home country at night, you run. Maurice, don't run. Since I'm a mid-lover, you know, Asmos Herreros, food. Already you guys in the mind, you are like, you're picturing snakes, spiders. No, brah. Their food ranges from chicken, duck, duckling, mostly pork. Mostly their cuisine dish or traditional food, which shuts us out. But they got nice spicy food. I really love their tofu food. You should really try it out. Or their dumplings. It's more likely the same as our tortoise, our dumplings. I'm here to explore. As I mentioned, it is a very developed country. Everything is big roads, big buildings. I once went to visit one of their shopping mall. It was a 6-floor shopping mall. Huge.
My goodness.
One whole floor is just for fruits, like food lovers market. I was like, dude, I only want one apple. Yeah, but you can go online and order anything. And when I mean anything, I'm like, anything. I think I once ordered a toothpaste squeezer. And that is us for stingy people out there. And it is very, very cheap. Things are cheap, cheap, cheap. And a very important tip, when you're buying something, always ask if it's original or fake. Or even they might even ask, vice versa. Big Subways, I get to ride the bullet train. I think you guys watch one of the movies, Bullet Train. It was one of the fastest trains. 400 kilometers an hour. Shoo, that is way too fast. Took me like 30 minutes to reach Beijing. And it was like 200 kilometers from, it's like from Wenuk to Khobabes. Normally I do some sports for exercising, but mostly my fun is to explore more out of this country. One thing on my to-do list is to conquer my fear of heights. One of the phobias I think, what do you call it? Is it aerophobic? I think. So I need to go visit China Glass Bridge. Yebo. I really miss home. Can't wait to come back and spaza you guys with Kung Fu and speaking some Mandarin. You'll be like, hey, black Chinaman. You know how bad I miss home. Very bad, very bad, that every morning when I wake up, it feels I've been here such for a very long time. I like ride on walls counting the days, like, okay, it's time to go back. You know, like when you're in prison. I miss my family, I miss my people, friends, going to the farm. Ooh, that feeling. Partying. Hey, Namibians like to party. Not really like, but know how to party. Oh, and I miss my meat. My meat, nyama boy. Ciao, ciao. Peace. I'm out.
You stop and take a deep breath. Softly, you run your hand.